It's going down.
City to city, coast to coast.
Right here. Right.
Can't go wrong with you, dig?
Right now.
What's up? It's Quayla Ray.
Yo, what up, y'all? This is J. Cole, the off season.
It's Jay-Z, you're tuned in the grams on the air.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Wash your hands, it just takes 20 seconds. Wash your hands, it's for your own protection. No exceptions, no objections, you'll make such a nice impression. No infection if you only wash your hands.
And you're done.
Wagwan, you guys don't know, it's your host Cashboy Grimms, and this is Grimms on the Air podcast. Today we have a story that is just beyond fucked up. Like, I've never thought I would ever have to do a situation like this on my podcast, let alone in Jamaica. And the situation is with a cult that was found in Moby, and they did a couple human sacrifice, and there was bare blood on the ground by the time the soldiers reached. And I got some exclusive video, which really isn't exclusive no more, because I saw bare people with it, but a man was drinking out of a goat head. I'm going to play it for you guys here. If you go on my Instagram, you will see it. And it is just, this story is so bizarre, bro. It might be a little bit longer of an episode, because I want to fully break down and play you guys a sister of a member of the cult that's talking, saying how, you know, she cut her hair and had to have sex every time she was in trouble. And it's crazy, bro. And especially that it's in Jamaica. One thing she kept saying was that the police was like, this is in Jamaica, because nobody can believe that something like this is happening in Jamaica. And if you see the people in the church, yo, we're gonna go into a quick ad break and I'm gonna be right back. Alrighty, so the first thing I want to do is I want to read you guys a news article that I got off of Jamaica Loop News. And this one says, the leader of a top tier figure cult group that was operating in a church in Albion, St. James, were taken into police custody following a clampdown on the organization on Sunday with a body count of 3 after the engagement. According to the source, who claimed to have been at the macabre scene at the church during the exercise, several naked male members of the group were spotted in the church, where knives and varying descriptions were also discovered. Several bodies of the members of the group, including a female whose throat was slashed, were also reportedly observed, and reports that the bodies of the two people who were found at the premises, while the third person was shot during an exchange of gunfire with the police. Oh, that too, they got in a shootout with them. This is a real-time cult, you know. Anyway, it says reports from the corporate commissions unit, whatever, says that a gunfight then reportedly ensued, during which a man was fatally shot by the security force, and a search was carried out after the shooting of the bodies of the other two persons was found at the premises. The police said one of the bodies was found with gunshot wound and the other one was found with stab wound and a slashed throat. So it said when they approached them, that they came under gunfire. So that means that the people don't know already, says that they were coming, it looks like, and they had guns, bare ammunition. This is real-time cult business that was carrying on in Jamaica. And how long was this going on before nobody knew? It's so crazy. But yo, I want to talk about three people that were sacrificed. Now, we already know that one of them was shot, one of them was throat slashed, and I don't know what happened to the next one. But I want to read you guys the next news article that's going to talk a little bit more about the three people, even though they never identified them. It's just going to say some things. Same from Jamaica Loop News. And it says, three people are dead following a development involving a cult-based organization in St. James on Sunday. Reports that the body of two people were found in the organization, where the third one was shot during an exchange with gunfire with the police. Sources reported that the police received information that rituals that placed the lives of several individuals were being carried out at the location. Reports from the corporate commission unit are that police responded, and after reaching the location, they came under gunfire. That's when a shootout reportedly ensued, during which one of the men were fatally shot by the police. A search was carried out after the shooting, and the two other bodies were found at the premises. And it says that the police said that one of the bodies was found with gunshot wound, we already said that, and the next one was found with slash wounds. So now we're at that part of the podcast where I want to play you guys the remember I was telling you guys that there was an auntie or a sister that was talking about her next sister, her little sis, that wind up getting involved with the cult, and she kind of broke it down. So I'm gonna play you guys that news article. It's probably about 5 minutes, and I'm gonna be right back.
First this evening, is it a cult or an extremist religious group? The question many are asking after police swooped down on the Kahal Yahweh compound in St. James this week. The security forces were met with resistance as they attempted to remove children from the property during a raid. This followed reports of child abuse and young girls being married to grown men. Now we have reactions from the police and the Office of the Children's Advocate later in this newscast, but first, a look on life and on the inside. There's a certain sense of mystique surrounding the activities which happen on this property in Albion St. James. Beside an unfinished building is a tent where it's believed is the home of several men, women, and children. How many is part of the mystery? That and what happens on the inside? The people belong to the Yahweh faith. The sign on the front of the main building reads, Bahith Yahweh. Bahith, Hebrew for house, Yahweh, the Hebrew name for God. And as we waited with the hope of speaking to the head of the church, children accompanied by two adults emerged. We wondered whether any of them were related to this teacher from Trelawney. For security reasons, we can't reveal her identity, but her sister and niece have been living on the compound for over a year.
I have gone there and I've spoken to my sister, who said that they are going to be a set-apart nation.
She says her niece was removed from the formal education system at grade 9. She'd been a student at a prominent high school in St. James and was a GSAT scholarship recipient.
Males, females, and children all living together as one with not much outside view for the children. They are not allowed outside.
She said at one point her sister was exiled from the congregation. This after the leader informed her she had a few weeks to live.
Said that she's going to learn dressmaking and how to cook and cookery. I said that's not important. What about her education leading up to going into university and having a profession? The profession that she'll have, she was getting angry at this time. The profession she'll have, she'll become a dressmaker, and whatever the Kahal leaders say, that is what we are going to obey. So she will not be going back to school. Started walking the streets of Montego Bay. She didn't want to eat. She didn't want to drink anything at all. And all she was concentrating on is that I am going to die.
Efforts, she adds, have been made in the past to report the matter to the police.
And I told him that I have heard of allegations of sexual assault and so on there. And told him that they whenever persons sinned or they did not obey their leaders, their heads were shaved, because my sister's head was shaven. And they were like, really? In Jamaica? I said, yes. And I told them, so I said, seeing that it is Falmouth, I should go to Montego Bay. I went to Barnett Street Police Station and I reported the same thing to the corporal who was at the front desk. And they kept asking if this is Jamaica. Yes, it is Jamaica. They referred me to Freeport. I went there. I told them of the situation with my niece and that there's a cult brewing in Norwood. And they need to investigate it. They laughed again, ask if all what I'm saying is happening right here in Jamaica. So I said yes, but I did not stop. I kept going. I went to CDA. Nothing was done in the first instance. I went back in November of last year when my information was taken and we were called.
The woman says her family will not stop until her niece is free.
Alrighty, so you guys just heard that news article. Now, the very interesting thing about that news article and the reason why I put it in is because this was from November 7, 2019. And even though I don't believe it's the same church, it's still in St. James. Now, I didn't say this before because I'm looking at the video and I said, wait, November 7, 2019, as it's playing, as I'm playing it for you guys, I'm looking at the date because I didn't even realize that these were two separate cases. This isn't talking about the same murders and things that happened. Now, the news article I read you guys earlier, now that's the situation that happened just the other day. But the news article I just played you guys, and a lady talking about her sister, I believe to be a different cult that's still in St. James. Now, I say that to say, is there something in Jamaica where there's so much cults that we don't know about? Because what could have really caused this? And it's like, I don't know. It's so crazy because I've never, ever heard or seen nothing about this. And it looks like, once again, like I said, they were talking about it. But it has nothing to really do with the new one that's in St. James at the same time. This one, I don't remember exactly where she said it was. But it's so crazy how, you know, it is in the same place. It's basically the same thing. And boy, I don't even know, but I just played you guys that. So you guys just heard and you would know, kind of get an idea of what the people that was in this situation felt like, kind of, you know what I mean? So I just played you guys that so you guys can see that. But now I want to play you guys, even though you guys can't see anything, you guys are just going to be able to hear it. It's the video with the man drinking the goat. And then after that, I'm going to play you guys the video when the police capture them. So I'm going to play you guys one with the goat first, and I'm going to be right back. But I'm going to play you guys a video of them capturing the people. And if you go on my Instagram, if you want to see how it actually looks, go on my Instagram and you can see both of them. So I'm going to play you guys them and I'll be right back. All right, we're gonna jump into a quick ad break and I'm gonna be right back. So you guys don't know already, my favorite drink is rum and cranberry, something that I didn't wind up really liking at first, but then I've grown to love it so much it's bad. But if that's your favorite drink and you love your sour beer, no matter what it is, any type of liquor, big occasions, small occasions, then you don't know, I got the place for you. You always know Grimms on the Air shouts out businesses. And today's business is Boom Corner Juice and Liquor. Affordable beverages and liquor consignments for parties and events. Open from Sunday to Monday at 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can reach them at 354-1413. And their IG is Boomers_BoomCornerJuiceAndLiquor. And, you know, if you want to go find their exact address, you can go onto the pages that I just mentioned. And you can also give them a call to book your pre-events if you want to do your big events. Or not even big, but if you just want to get lots of liquor for whatever the hell the situation is, you guys don't know who to go to already. You can go to their Instagram once again at Boomers_BoomCornerJuiceAndLiquor. And you can reach them at 354-1413. Boom Corner Juice and Liquor. Wow, so you guys just heard that video, and you know, like I said, it wasn't much, but you still got a kind of an idea if you can picture it in your head. And this is just absolutely fucking crazy. Like, they wind up actually sacrificing a person. And then now in the other cult, if you guys were paying attention to the similarities, this one, I don't know if there was children. No, there was children because that's what they went over there. But now the other one, there was children. So we don't know what these people are doing with the children. I don't know if in the cult that the man, the recent cult, if those people were marrying their children and doing all of that. But the fact that so much of these are happening in Jamaica, and it's like we all heard about this, but have anybody heard about the previous cult that I just played? Like, how long has these things been going around? And police need to really crack down on these things, because what the fuck you mean they're marrying children? Are these people mad? These have to be a group of mad people that left, because, and you know, I don't know if these are, boy, I don't know, country, you know, you can really see anything out there, but I don't know if these are, if they have these cultist groups in Kingston. You know, you guys don't know, I already said I come from Portland, so I'm gonna have to go do a little digging, because I mean, I've never, I know there's a little Obia here and there. St. Thomas is down the road, so I know there's a little Obia here and there, but I don't know nothing about fucking full out cults like this. Like, I'm gonna do some deep digging and try to see if I can find anything to come back on the podcast and talk about. But my whole thoughts on the situation is just that this is crazy, and you know, police need to really, I guess, do their fucking job and remove the pinky them from that situation, because if they're cutting people and killing people, God knows what, how much people they don't kill already and bury. And you know, of course they're not going to report it to police or nothing like that, because they're all mad, they're all involved with it. So much people they could have cut and bury and bury underneath the church and all these things. People need to go look for their family if their family's missing. These people must not have no family, because look at that one girl from the other cult, sister, who says she went there a few times. She's on the news, she's begging because she can see that her sister is not in the right set of mind. I don't know if they give them sorrel and they, you know, tip something in the sorrel, just like everybody says drink the Kool-Aid. They probably have drink the sorrel, and that's what we're gonna call this, drink the sorrel. But this is crazy as hell if you really ask me. You guys let me know what you think about this situation down below. I hope you guys like this episode, and you know, you guys don't know until the next podcast.